Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. The Bull Street District in Columbia has recently attracted another high-profile technology company. Our next guest said the move was made easier by the fact that the district has gigabit internet connectivity, something that is fast becoming a very useful economic development tool. Dean Schuster is co-founder of True Matter, based in Columbia. Today he's in our studio. Dean, welcome.
Thank you.
First of all, give us the background, the history overview of True Matter.
Sure. We've been around for 18, 19 years here in Columbia. We're a user experience firm. The best way I can communicate that to you is to appeal to your notion of a common problem that people have when dealing with technology, and that is it often frustrates us. And it's our job to make this frustration go away, to make this more user-friendly.
And so in your industry, this is the term referred to as UX?
Correct. That's right. That's the shorthand for it, UX.
So let's talk about where you were located before you went to Bull Street and what attracted you to make the move, because moving can be a chore.
Yeah, moving is no fun, but we were really interested in Bull Street for some time. And then when we realized the ENSER building was available, we were ecstatic because we love it. It's a wonderful place right near the entrance to the ballpark. We used to be on Meeting Street in West Columbia, a wonderful place called the WECO. And of course, internet connectivity is paramount for us. And of course, is very attractive in Bull Street.
What are the challenges in the UX industry?
Well, I think one of the biggest challenges that we experience, particularly here in South Carolina, is that not a lot of people know what it is we do.
I would think that a lot of people figure that web design companies have somebody who is experienced in UX.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that because UX is a very focused discipline. And it's also not well understood since most people use that as a buzzword and say they do it. We sort of dig deep down into the realities of UX. That means we're spending a lot of time researching how people use digital technology. We're spending time observing them. And this allows us to be able to help people make very complex software much easier to use. And that's just a different thing from web design.
Are you finding that in some cases you're a subcontractor for a web development company who needs UX expertise?
Typically, we're working with large in-house teams because we're working with larger corporations. They simply lack our skill set, or they need to help train their own people to develop this skill set. So we often find ourselves consulting to the level of helping other corporations build their UX teams.
Well, it sounds like the deep dive that you do into building the UX that will make everybody happy, that you're doing a lot of research and that this is time-consuming effort.
It is, and it typically begins early on when people are defining what a digital product or a new software or redesigned software needs to be. Often, this is the thing that is skipped in software development, which is why so many things we use day to day are so frustrating. And over the last couple of decades, this discipline of user experience has arisen to address this core problem. It's not okay that software we use or apps we use drive us insane and crazy. That's not right. That's not okay. And when companies are trying to do a massive software expansion, well, they better get the experience right, because that typically means important improvements in efficiency and adoption that is real measurable money.
Give us an example of the difference between your regular high-speed internet versus gigabit internet connectivity. How much of a difference does this really make to a business?
Well, it makes a huge difference to us because a lot of our clients are not local. And so we're doing an awful lot of video conferencing and video sharing with our clients who are on the West Coast or wherever. It means we're online and on video all the time. And if you're going to be doing that, that video connectivity needs to be crisp, clear, and perfect. Because you're really trying to collaborate with other teams online. So that's the biggest difference. When you have amazingly high-speed internet, you can do that sort of stuff without worry or fear.
Dean, thank you so much for stopping by the studio.
Thank you so much.
Dean Schuster is co-founder of True Matter in Columbia, South Carolina, part of the new Bull Street District. We will have a link to his company posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can hear this show again, connect with us through our various social media outlets and email, and subscribe to our podcast with the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.